Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Is it on?
It's on.
It's on. Hey, everybody. It's King of the Geek.
Is it on?
It's on.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Is it on?
Is it on? Is it on?
Yeah.
Is it on?
Yeah.
It's on.
It's on.
We're going to start ending up sounding like the guys from Let's Play.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. I said that already. We're back. Sorry about the little break, but life kind of got in the way.
Yeah, had a little bit of a, you know, special event happen.
Oh, that's special. She's going to hit me.
I thought it was pretty special. I mean, you know, besides the fact it was my birthday, but, you know, besides that, my sister went into labor and I have a nephew now.
26 days early.
Yes, 25 days early. 27 hours of labor. But yes, I have a beautiful little perfect nephew now.
Yeah, so for those that were waiting for the Guardian of the Galaxy, that didn't happen because we didn't get to go. And then forgot.
Well, we were.
We spent it took about a week.
On a loop at Milburn Road Northwest for 2 miles.
Yeah, it took about a week to recover. It seemed like us waiting and having to sleep in the lobby.
Died. Now, where were we?
Water breaking.
Yeah. So, rushing around. You know, this is too early. What am I supposed to do?
Yep.
I don't know if the fact that she was supposed to be building the bug out bad, like, later that day got mentioned. And
yeah. So, it was.
Yeah.
She hit 9 months and baby said, oh, okay. I didn't realize it's supposed to be later in the month.
Yeah, well,
babies come when they fucking want to come. That seems to basically be the moral of the story.
He's been my doppelganger so far, because it's exactly what I did. I mean, here he was, born on my birthday, only a few days earlier than I was, came out only a few ounces heavier than I was. It looks like he may have strawberry blonde hair like me. I've got a little mini-me, except he's male.
Yes.
And I love him very, very much.
Baby, you believe me, folks who listen to us at home or in the car or while they're pounding their putt, you know, whatever, however you get through the day. There's going to be a lot of baby talk for the next 18 years. It for that long. But yes.
I love my little nephew. We're going to call him X-Man on here.
X-Man, yes.
My little X-Man. I love him very, 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 very much. And I'm kind of hoping they bring him to gaming tonight. But we'll see.
Yeah.
I know my sister's mother-in-law left earlier today. So.
Right. And she's still on maternity leave. So.
Yeah, she might just come hang out. I mean, it's not that many people.
No. But yeah. So that's how our week started, and that's why we didn't get a King of the Geek in the can.
Yeah, it's just it took forever for us to recover. And then there was the concert that we went to Friday. Right. For me and our friend T's birthday, Bill got all three of us tickets to the Nine Inch Nails Soundgarden concert. And oh, was it good.
Yep, this was a show Nine Inch Nails at least has been a band I've been wanting to see ever since hearing the Head Like a Hole maxi single.
Yeah.
And I kept missing them, been too poor to see them. Find out they showed up later.
Yeah,
it was worth it.
Despite the rain and the walk and I wouldn't have missed any of it. Well, maybe the walk.
But. Yeah, the walk. Yeah, if I had just followed what the guy told me and just went all the way to VIP parking, which I was planning on going ahead and splurging on anyway. That was our plan, but we ran across. It seems they have neighborhood sets up some gypsy lots around, much like they do with the Braves.
Yeah.
It was about a 5-minute walk. Only bad thing was at the end of the night, after all the rain, walking uphill, carrying an extremely soaked blanket.
Yeah, it was just.
Yeah, but we had an absolutely wonderful time.
It was great. Loved it.
And, if you get to see them, go see it. Nine Inch Nails, Soundgarden.
Washington's
my store. Yes.
And we had the concert, and then the next night was the combined birthday
party.
Which.
Again, at least you got hammered. Passed out for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Considering we have a new drink, we came up with party before.
Yeah, the two sons.
Twin sons. Which is a moonshine-based drink. We may be making one, and we may be doing another one of our mixology
videos,
and that will be one that we make. Yeah, and then we introduced T to the idea of stunt butts.
Yep.
Basically the concept of someone else taking your spankings for you. That's a running joke with me and Alicia. She's my stunt butt.
I am. I take his birthday spankings and such.
Although I did get to spank T 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
But over jeans, so it was kind of a letdown, but still getting to spank her.
Yeah.
And then we broke in our stage.
You did.
Yes.
I was too hammered to get out there.
Yeah. Kinkerbell, who was a longtime friend, mm-hmm. and one of our new friends, again, no nickname.
It was R something on Fat Life.
Yeah. We'll call her R for now.
Yeah.
They volunteered as stunt butts for her, and so we have this, and I think we've talked about this, there's this wooden platform in our backyard, and we have no idea what it was used for.
I think it might have been a playhouse or something at one point,
there's been at least 3 theories.
Mm-hmm.
One is playhouse, one was like a garden shed. And the third one was chicken coop.
Possibility.
We do live in a heavily Hispanic neighborhood.
Right.
And they do tend to.
It's going to be my art stage at some point when I get back at doing my charcoals and stuff.
Yeah, but it became a spanking stage for. It worked very well.
Yeah. We still haven't held up our thing about going out there 1st of May. But
right. I think it got broken fairly well.
That's good to hear. Like I said, I was too drunk to make it out
there.
You were
hammered as shit.
Well, I had the twin sons. I had about 6 Jello shots plus a Jaeger bomb and a bunch of rum. Yeah, hammered.
But then the night Because me and Kink and R, well, I'd say R and Kink were playing a lot, and I happened to be playing with Kink the entire time as we're like out in the hot tub area, and we were gonna once certain someone's vanished. We were gonna go. We went ahead and moved on to the bedroom. Next thing I know, a certain web slave is being dragged in by her ponytail, and then basically being taken advantage of by Kink and R. Well, I made sure she had no problem with what was going on.
Yeah, there was no problem.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to make sure, and I was enjoying what was going on.
No, I'm just emphasizing there was no problem.
Yeah. You have a tendency to be kind of quiet, and...
Well, I also had my face pressed into the mattress.
This is true. Yeah, they worked your back over fairly well, which...
I've still got a couple of bite marks that are still showing.
Yeah, I had to warn R that she has to go and... She has to have lunch with her parents tomorrow. No visible marks.
Yeah.
Well, I should say no marks in visible places.
Yeah.
Is basically what I stressed.
I don't know. I wouldn't have cared if I'd had something on my neck. My sister shows up with them enough times.
Yeah, still, it's... it's better to, I think. It leaves... People are not asking embarrassing questions.
Okay.
So, it's just kind of my thing. It's better to just leave people in the dark sometimes that you don't really want to, or just do you really want me to answer that question?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to. That's usually the best way to discuss if you're doing it with friends or something.
Yeah.
Or if anyone's like, do you really want me to answer that question? But yeah, that's pretty much how the night ended. After that, it was just kind of everybody hanging out, and then finally, about 4:35, the rest of whoever was left rolled out.
Sam R. and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and of course Kink spent the night.
Yeah, she crashed in the guest room. Mm-hmm. And then the next day... After you did went and get your parent, go see your parents.
And hold my nephew.
And hold your nephew, yes.
Baby time.
We finally did get to go see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, we did. Oh, it was wonderful.
Knocked it out of the park. It had action. It was funny. It wasn't overly cheesy. I think one person, I know I read one person either on Facebook or something that they, one of their problems was they didn't like the villains. They thought the villains were kind of weak. And I didn't think so.
No, not really. And believe me, there's so much more to build on there.
Right.
It's just a taste.
So, yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see how that goes. Soundtrack is... Well, considering the soundtrack is the number one album in America right now...
We still need to get our hands on it.
And
there were a few things that I was afraid they were going to do that they didn't.
Like what?
Well, like in the trailer at one point, you see Star-Lord and Gamora, you know, that scene where they're on the balcony.
Yeah.
And I was afraid they were going to try and put a romance in there. I was like, don't do it, don't do it, and they didn't.
I think they kind of, yeah, they
because
did.
That doesn't happen. That's
right.
A dynamic that happens. It should not happen.
In a quarter mile, turn right onto
Westbury
Road.
Of course, you know, Peter's a bit of a man whore, so.
Right. So, Guardians was very much worth the wait. It was,
I use that man whore term very lovingly, though, I promise. I mean that in the best, most loving way, because I love the character.
Yeah, Chris Pratt is pretty much... is going to be huge soon.
Yeah.
He's got, I think, was it Jurassic World is next?
Yeah, I believe so.
And of course, he's going to be doing Star-Lord again. Yeah, just overall, it's really worth the money. If you can see it. I don't know about 3D. We tend not to go to 3D movies.
Yeah, it's got to be something that absolutely needs it. And from what I've heard, it really didn't need the 3D.
Right, although so, I did hear the 3D was really good.
I heard it was really good, but most people that I've talked to have been like, yeah, it was good, but it really wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and I found out, James Gunn, for those who don't know, is coming to Dragon Con, which is a huge get, I think.
Very huge.
The other Gunn, not his son, his brother.
It's his brother, yes.
His brother does motion capture work. And he was the one that did the motion kit.
Okay, it's his brother.
The motion for Rocket.
So that's cool.
Yeah, and it was hard to believe that Rocket and Groot were 3D.
I know, they just seem so organic.
Yeah, they did a really good job with Groot. And I think that is part of, it helped with the motion capture, I think.
Yeah.
The mocap suits and...
Yeah.
I really wish, if they're going to do another Fantastic Four, please just put the actor in a motion capture suit and build around that.
I mean, I loved Michael Chiklis' performance as Ben Grimm. Perfect for the character, but they put him in a practical suit, and it just didn't work because he didn't have the height he needed. It didn't help that the actor has really bad claustrophobia. The suit was bothering him. And it was things like that. You know, they should have just had him in a mocap suit.
Yeah, so... That's pretty much it for now. We're basically driving to go to game night. And we wanted to make sure to get out of Kinky the Geek, just so you guys know. We are still here and still wanting to do this.
We had to recover. There was so much to recover from. I'm looking. Keep going.
Alright, that was weird.
It was.
Is it here? No, there's no turn there, is there? Oh.
There is, but this doesn't say to make a turn.
But, yeah, that's Albert.
Old Alabama Road.
Huh?
Oh. Sorry, guys. We're having trouble with the GPS. It told us to turn and then not to turn. So, I don't know. Anyway. So, that was that.
We will get one out. We will do... The next one you should hear is going to be... will be longer because it is going to be our pre-Dragon Con, our annual pre-Dragon Con.
I'm not ready yet. I'm close. I'm spending tomorrow focused on your costume.
Okay.
But yeah,
it will be our pre-Dragon Con. We got the okay to announce the announcement. Okay, well, we need to... Sorry, folks, we are going to have to cut this short. Well, not really. We were wrapping up anyway. We will talk. Until next time, be good.
Be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.